Putra Mahkota Amat Muda. Sekali waktu di Tanah Aceh, hidup seorang ratu dan raja. Ingin mendengar suara mengoceh, karena tinggal berdua saja. Ikan paus, ikan beluga. Kulitnya sehalus kain sutra. Suatu pagi, akhirnya juga, ratu melahirkan seorang putra. Anak-anak burung sikatan. Nyanyiannya sangat indah. Tak hanya gagah dan sekatan, amat muda bayi yang lincah. Bungo jempang, cempaka kuning. Perlambang tanah Aceh sana. Diadakan pesta sangat meriah. Tamu diundang dari mana-mana. Dari dunia hewan pula, buaya datang dari sana. Ikan datang dari samudra, naga pun hadir di istana. Tidak hanya bulan saja, tahun demi tahun juga lewat. Begitu bahagia keluarga raja, amat muda tumbuh dengan sehat. Namun kebahagiaannya sudah saat raja menderita sakit payah. Pada usia masih muda, amat muda kehilangan ayah. Meski pohon sekuat baja, terhanyut ombak besar ke pinggir. Paman berhasil menjadi raja, amat muda dan ratu pun tersingkir. Disuruh paman pergi berburu, dengan niat mereka tidak pulang. Amat muda dan sang ibu ditinggalkannya di dalam hutan. Di ujung barat Nusantara, murai batu berkelana. Hidup berdua di belantara, amat muda bangun rumah sederhana. Sesal dan marah tidak usah, lebih baik tenaga buat berjuang. Hidup menjadi sangat susah, mencari jalan untuk mencari uang. Di sungai pancing ikan dan belut, dibawa pulang untuk dimasak. Ibu lihat ikan ada emas di perut, dijual untuk cari uang kelak. Tiupan lembut angin semilir, terdengar bisikan namanya. Suatu hari sang paman khawatir, mau menyingkirkan untuk selamanya. Sang keponakan yang nestapa, paman mengajak keluar hutan. Diberi tugas mengambil kelapa dari pulau jauh di lautan. Pohon rimbun di atas surau, suara air di batu bolong. Di perjalanan ke pulau, banyak kawan yang menolong. Ikan, naga, dan buaya. Kawan raja lama tetap berbakti. Supaya menghindari dari bahaya, beri amat muda cincin sakti.
Cempaka kuning melayang tinggi. Istana tujuan, terbang terakhir. Dulu kami diundang ayah. Keperayaan saat engkau lahir.
Ke pulau sana amat muda berlayar. Ke pulau kelapa alangkah tingginya. Dengan cincin ajaib seolah membayar, amat muda pun dapat kelapa gadingnya. Istana megah penuh dengan taman. Lebih indah dari apa yang ada di sini. Sudah kau buktikan, tutur paman. Kau pantas menjadi raja kini. Amat muda keponakan yang baik, mengajak paman tinggal bersama. Tidak, paman tidak layak. Hidup bersama, kau untuk lama. Kebaikan hati membuat terharu. Di desa maupun di istana. Amat muda menjadi raja baru, yang berani, cerdas, dan bijaksana.
The Prince with the Golden Ring. Once upon a time in Aceh lived a queen and king. Wanting to hear babbling sounds since they lived as a couple. The blue whale, the white beluga, their skin as smooth as silk cloth. Finally one morning, the queen gave birth to a son. Ruwak's blue flycatcher chicks have songs that are very beautiful. Not only handsome and clever, Amat Mude was an active baby. The yellow magnolia, symbol of the distant land of Aceh. A very joyous party was held. Guests were invited from all over. From the world of animals too. A crocodile came from afar. Fish came from the ocean. A dragon also came to the palace. Not only months, but the years passed by. The king's family was so happy. Amat Mude grew up healthy. However, their happiness came to an end when the king suffered a grave illness. Still, at a young age, Amat Mude lost his father. Although the tree is as strong as steel, it is washed by a wave to the shore. Uncle succeeded in becoming king. Amat Mude and the queen were cast out. Told by his uncle to go hunting, with the intention they did not return. Amat Mude and his esteemed mother were abandoned in the forest. At the western tip of Indonesia, the white rump Shama plays. Living together in the jungle, Amat Mude built a simple house. No need for regret and anger. Better to spend your energy trying. Life became very difficult. Finding a way to get money. Fishing for fish and eels in the river. Bringing them home to be cooked. Mother saw a fish with gold in its belly to sell for cash later. With the gentle puff of a summer breeze, could be heard the whisper of a name. One day, Uncle began to worry and decided to get rid of them for good. The poor but esteemed nephew, Uncle invited out of the forest. He was tasked with taking a coconut from an island far off in the ocean. The leafy tree above the prayer house, the sound of water in the rocks. On the journey to the island, there were many friends who helped. The fish, dragon, and crocodile. Still loyal friends of the old king. So that he was protected from danger, gave Amat Mude a magic ring. The rufous Shama flies high, the palace its final destination. Long ago, we were invited by your father to the celebration when you were born. To the distant island Amat Mude sailed, to the coconut tree so high, with his magic ring as if paying. Amat Mude obtained the golden coconut, the splendid palace with many gardens, more beautiful than any others around. You have proven, declared Uncle. You are worthy now of being king. Amat Mude was a fine nephew, asking his uncle to live with him. No, uncle does not deserve to live with you for long. The goodness of his heart was touching, in the villages and in the palace. Amat Mude became a new king, who was brave, clever, and wise.